Thank you very much. So we will expect data and information in your submission. There's a word limit in there, Jacob. Is there a word limit? Yes, 1,500 word limit to the submission you can provide. So I would urge that you minimize the number of things that would come in as additional submissions, because the word limit is 1,500 words. And so if you have all of this data, they can be annexes, but it's 1,500.
If they request to submit it.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And we will now proceed to Article 13, for which I will be posing the questions. Madam Chair, with your indulgence, I will take 4 minutes to pose questions to you on Article 13. The committee commends the state party's efforts, especially the Law on Promotion of Small and Medium Enterprises, 2011, and for incorporating the rights of women and children into the National Social and Economic Development Plan 2021 to 2025. Measures to enhance increased funding to the banking system, training programs, and initiatives to expand social protection coverage are also commendable. Despite institutional efforts, feminized poverty, as we have heard, persists, and women in the Lao Republic continue to face great difficulties in gaining equal access to economic, social, and cultural activities. My questions, and they are in three categories. The first, under economic and financial services. One, please provide comprehensive data and statistics on how women have benefited from the SME law, indicating which of the planned sectors have been most useful for women MSMEs, commercial goods production, trade or services, and which promotion activities have specifically targeted women in areas like e-commerce, fintech, robotics, and digital marketing. Two, what targeted measures and policies exist to increase access to financial services for women, and what percentage of beneficiaries of the Rural Microfinance Inclusion for the Poor project were women? How has the initiative impacted on the livelihoods and economic resilience of women and other vulnerable groups, including widows, women with disabilities, migrants, and other vulnerable groups? How has gender equality training in the banking sector strengthened financial inclusion and access to credit for women? What gender-specific outcomes, including products, services, and infrastructure, exist to demonstrate effectiveness and uptake in the banking sector? Four, please indicate any steps taken to adopt specific legislation on women's rights to land and key economic assets, including in the application of customary law, to eliminate discrimination and strengthen access to competitive markets and income-generating opportunity for all groups of women, particularly in the new digital economy. How has the agricultural sector been repositioned to meet the gender-specific needs of women, including women's agricultural collectives and rural women? With only 1.6% women village chiefs, how can the state party increase women's role and productive capacities at the village and community levels and in the agro-allied industry? On social protection, I have two questions. Please provide updated information on measures and steps taken to enable women in the informal sector to access maternity, disability, and old age benefits from the social security system and eliminate identified barriers. How can reported barriers, geographic, language, or literacy preventing migrant women from reaching social protection centers or accessing social protection benefits be removed. 2, please provide information on the impact of national and international cooperation programs specifically designed to guarantee gender-responsive social protection floors and ensure access to essential health care, childcare facilities, and income security, especially for vulnerable women living in remote and rural areas and in ethnic communities. And my last question is on sports and recreation. Please elaborate on the education and sports sector 2030 gender equality goal, indicating the number of women and girls targeted to benefit and the level of investment assigned by the Ministry of Education. What plans exist or are in the pipeline to strengthen the Laos Women League and expand development opportunities for Laos women in sports? Thank you very much. And I'm sure I will give you 10 minutes in the first instance, Madam Head of Education, to try and respond to those questions under the three areas. Thank you. You have the floor, Madam Chair.